Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and surviving our quarantine. We are Barbecue Bob, and we can't make light of this because it's a very serious situation, but in the next hour, we're going to try to bring a little brevity to this and help out some of our fellow barbecue professionals. What are you thinking about that?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves, baby. And you can check us out at thegrillingguys.com. Make sure you give us a like on Facebook, /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter, grillingguy_Bob. So what we are doing, this was absolutely an alcohol-induced idea.
On St. Patty's Day, I might note.
Jop came to my house for St. Patty's Day. We had a couple shots of some good Tullamore Dew. And Jop says, hey, we should just call up all our barbecue buddies and talk about their businesses so people can go in for takeout because you can't sit down in the restaurants. And I said, pour me another one.
Right, exactly. So that's what we're doing today. And let's kick this right off. Bob, who we got on the live line now?
Okay, this is Sean. He's got a place in Lansing, Michigan. It's called Meat Barbecue. We met Meat.
We did.
In Lansing when we broadcast live over there for a beer festival. Sean, welcome to the Grilling Guys.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, man. I'm happy to have you on, and I get to see you from time to time. Anymore when I come in, I don't even tell them to have you come out because it's always so busy. I know you're working hard, but my customers in Lansing, I work for Carrier and A1 Mechanical. Those guys love your barbecue, so when it's time for me to take them out to lunch, we come up to your place.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's funny because actually, a lot of the guys from A1 Mechanical, I have a history with them. I used to be in the heating and cooling field
right
before I did this, and I managed a local supplier wholesaler. So a lot of their technicians and whatnot, I've gotten to know those guys over the years, and I still see them around town, and we say hey and do this and that, and have some fun and get wacky and those kind of things, so that's good.
Well, one of my main contacts there, Tom, kept telling me about you, and I couldn't remember the name of your business. I didn't know you and I had already met until we went to your restaurant, and you came out and met us, and you go, yeah, I was on your show.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's all coming back now.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell us about Meat.
6 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that again?
Tell us about Meat.
Well, what would you like to know specifically? I mean, we're a traditional Southern-style Texas-based barbecue joint that slings some pretty good food. We've had a lot of national exposure. We've been on some major television shows, which is good. People seem to really enjoy what we do, and we try it every day to do our best. Right now, with the whole shutdown or quarantine or whatever you want to call it, what they're doing, we're just trying to do our best to keep people employed and keep the business going, I guess, like everybody else. So,
Sean, this is Jop. Hey, hats off to what you're doing, man. We're all knuckling down. This is America, baby, and we're gonna get through this stuff. But I'm curious. People can come in and get takeout from you. As a restaurateur doing this barbecue, you plan today for tomorrow's crowd. You know, because barbecue doesn't happen in an hour. You're doing it overnight. How's that look? I mean, how do you figure this stuff out, man? It's got to be a challenge.
It is a challenge. And it's a challenge even when we're busy because, we always shoot for selling out simply for the fact that I don't want to have leftovers laying around and trying to find things to do with them that are creative. It's kind of a, there's only so much you can do with leftover brisket.
It's old after a while.
Yeah, you certainly can't sell it fresh, so you got to find different things to do with it. So right now, especially with the shutdown and the way things are going, we've just basically, we picked a number when we found out about this Monday that this was what was going to happen from the government when Whitmer announced it. So we said, we're going to pick a number for Tuesday, and we'll see how things go. And we just basically said, I estimate maybe 20% of our normal sales, because really for us, takeout decided, okay, you know, we'll start doing deliveries, which we don't normally do. Get a few of our employees that have driver's license and cars to come in and do deliveries. And then I'll just estimate for 20, 25% of our normal load and just kind of take from there. And so far, it's been kind of working out. You know, we actually sold out a couple nights in a row. Mind you, we're doing a lot less amount of meat, but we're still shooting for that same goal, that kind of thing. So,
okay, I want to give a personal recommendation. You're on the north end of Lansing. I'll let you tell everybody where they're at in a minute, but Jop will probably quantify this. I'm a barbecue snob.
Absolutely.
I'm very critical, and I go into a lot of places that I try and be nice, and I try and compliment them, but, you know, I walk away going, man, it'll make a turd. That's the best thing you can say. And your place, when I tasted your brisket, and that's what I'm really fussy about, I tasted your brisket, and I go, man, this is like, this tastes like something I would have made, because you do it apparently very similar to what I do. You made it taste just like I like it to taste. Okay, that's the best way I can say it. And everything else is easy. Pork butts, ribs, that stuff's no big deal. But brisket, man, you got to be able to do a good brisket. But here's the best part. Your sides are fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of the sides that we do, it's, you know, it's 90% of everything that comes out of our kitchen scratch made. We don't do a lot of baking, so bread and things like that are brought in. But all the sides, it's stuff that I've worked on for years just at home as a hobby. There's some family recipes in there that I've been eating as a kid, you know, those kind of things that I just changed and kind of adapted to my own personal taste. So, like, our mac and cheese is something that my grandmother used to make and then my mother used to make, and then I just kind of adapted it, add some more seasoning to it, and changed up a few different elements, but it's basically the same idea. It's more of a casserole than it is.
Well, and when you're feeding hundreds of people, mac and cheese can be a trick.
You don't want
the batches to be too big because, number one, it turns bad after a pretty quick time. I mean, it doesn't hold like other things. Those noodles want to absorb all the moisture, and then you just got this big blob of gelatin. But your beans are fantastic, and I love good beans. And your cornbread was actually spot on, which hardly ever happens, in my opinion.
Well, like I said, you know, again, that's one of those things. You just work on these recipes over time, and then you get them to where you like them, and hope everybody else likes them.
So tell everybody where you're at.
Right now, we're on 1224 Turner Street in Lansing, Michigan. It's on the north end of Lansing in what they call the Old Town neighborhood, which up until about 10 years ago, it really started to get, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it, gentrified, because it was the original downtown area way back in Lansing's first inception. And then, you know, in the last 30, 40 years, it's really taken a hit and kind of went under. And then just in the last probably 8 to 10 years, it's really started to spring back up again.
Well, I think the smell of good barbecue might help the whole neighborhood. But
definitely.
I love what you've done with the place. You walk in, you feel like you're in a barbecue shack. You got the old steel and the rusty steel door and all this stuff. I just feel like I'm somewhere in Alabama and Texas, and I just really can't say enough good things about meat barbecue in Lansing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the plug.
Hey, Sean, can people find you on the internet? How do you like to take an order? Is it a phone call? Is it Facebook, internet? What do you do with that?
It's phone call ordering. You know, we're on all the social media platforms like Facebook, and then our website is meatbbq.com.
Great.
But hey, the takeout delivery is all going to be done through phone. It's just kind of how we've done it. I find it's really hard to manage barbecue in the way that we do it because we're cutting everything to order, and you have to make sure you've got enough production for people, and if you've got wait times and things like that, it's hard to do internet ordering. And
awesome. Sean, I hate to cut you off, but producer's giving me the hook here. We're out of time. Meat Barbecue, Lansing, Michigan. Sean, you are the man.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. All right, Bob, one under the belt here. And number two, coming up next, we've got a place called Smoke and Porter in Traverse City, Michigan. If you're headed north, you're going to want to check this place out. Stick with us. We'll be back.